Aggie Motors pregame show rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Let's talk a little Glidden-Ralston Wildcat football right now as they get ready to take on Coon Rapids Baird in what should be a great matchup. And Craig, I tell you what, you know, this game always means a lot, but all of a sudden now it means even more in the district race.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's always always call it a friendly rivalry. We look forward to this game every year, and I know they do too. And now it's kind of nice. It's got something riding on it.
Don't want to make things sour again, but you say friendly rivalry. It seems like it's gotten friendlier over the years. Sounds like 30, 40 years ago, this was not a friendly rivalry. What do you think has changed over the years?
Oh, I don't know. I think just a lot of mutual respect, especially between coaches, coaching staffs, things like that. So I think it's just kind of changed a little bit. But it's a fun game. It's always a fun week to get prepared for, and I'm sure they look at it the same way.
You guys had a chance last week to kind of take control of the district. You're still sitting in a good spot to make the playoffs, sitting in second place in the district right now. Coon got a big win on the road last week. They're now sitting 2-2, so technically just a game behind you guys in the district. How much does their win and your guys' loss in a way kind of add to this, or do you think this would have still been big no matter what?
Well, I think it's always a big game no matter what. I think, you know, for our kids, we can't worry about the playoff stuff. We can't worry about where you're going to land or if you're going to qualify right now. You just got to go out and win a football game because that takes care of everything. Then you don't have to talk about it anymore. So for us, that's been the focus, getting prepared. Our kids know if we go out and win it, then we take care of our own destiny. And, you know, that's a good place to be in.
Coach, you kind of mentioned as we were talking here during the commercial break that, you know, maybe a little bit more consistency out of your team on Friday night. What did you guys take away from the Audubon game that you worked on for CRB this week?
Well, I think, number one, after the game, I told them that probably wasn't a bad thing to happen to us at that point. We found out, you know, how consistent your effort has to be through a whole game. To beat a quality opponent, to be an opponent that, you know, has been a playoff qualifier and has experienced a lot of success in the last few years. So I think our kids walked away understanding, you know, in these big games, when you're in this position to have things on the line, it takes a lot of effort. You can't take plays off, and you got to go every down, and that's how you ensure yourself a good performance. And I think that's what we took out of it more than anything. I mean, our kids played hard. There are just some times when we needed to see some more consistency. And I think we'll see that Friday.
Coach, Coon had a lot of success, maybe their best running game of the year. Wyatt Oswald's had some big games, but as an overall group, they ran it probably better than they have all year against St. Edmund. Caden Oswald had a big night for them. What did you see from them on film? What concerned you about the new look with this running game for them?
Well, I think they did a really good job of attacking St. Ed's where they'd be successful. And, you know, that's the secret of any offense, right? You get into the game and you see how people are playing you, and then you try to exploit whatever they're trying to do. And I thought Coach did a really good job of taking advantage of, you know, where they had strength compared to St. Ed's weakness. And it worked for them. I mean, they had some very big plays. You can watch them. They run hard. They're very fast. Like any eight player game defensively, you got to tackle well, and you got to get to them as soon as you can. In space, they're going to cause some problems.
How's the matchup up front look? Both of you guys pride yourselves really on being physical.
Yeah, and I think it, you know, that's going to be where it's won and lost, just like it always is. And I think Coach Moore would probably say they're steadily getting better up front as the year goes, and I would say the same for our guys. I think each game we've shown improvement, and just expect them to take another step forward, you know, this week.
Where do you want to see your group take the biggest step forward on Friday?
Well, I think in adjustments, just figuring out, you know, scheme. team-wise, what they're trying to do to stop us, and then and making those adjustments a little quicker. I think that's what we found out more than anything on Friday, and when we could, and when we did get them made, then we had a lot of success again. So then defensively up front, just you got to fit your gaps. We say it every week. You got to fit your gaps. You got to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, and then good things will happen.
What scares you at all in their passing game? They've got two really tall, especially Cal Hayden, a really tall, but both athletic tight ends.
Yeah, and that's just it. They've got a height advantage there, definitely, and they do a good job of, when in doubt, getting up there and trying to make it a jump ball. So, we got to play that from the back coming forward. We can't get into a jumping contest with them on the edge, because we're not going to win that contest.
Where do you feel you guys can have success in your run game?
Well, I think, just the consistency. I feel really good about our run game. I have all year, and it hasn't really let us down all year. So, we'll see how they play us, and then try to exploit whatever advantage we think we can see.
Coach Alex Daniel and Emmett Snyder have both been effective in the run game, but also effective for you guys in the pass game. Can you use them a little bit this weekend?
Well, I think so. And I think, I said this the last couple of weeks, Colby becomes a better passer every game. The more experience he gets, the better he does in the pass game and making decisions. So I think that's available to us. I think it's steadily improved all year. And, we're not afraid to go to it. It's just not what we like to do as first choice most of the time.
Either one of the teams, do you feel, have an advantage in special teams?
I don't think so. I think kicking games are, through our district, we haven't seen a real strong kicking game. Most people are kicking for position. And it looks like both of us kind of do that same thing. So you just hope not to make any mistakes in that. And if you can break a big play out in special teams, it's always such a momentum builder. So it'd be nice if we could get one of those done.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here in the Mackey Motors at pregame. Wish you the best luck coming up in the game. And I know our guys will be looking forward to catching up with you after the game comes coming up on Friday night.
You bet. Always good to be with you, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Again, they're hosting Coon Rapids Baird on 93.7 KKRL. More of our Mackey Motors tailgate with it. Tom Hawkup coming up next here on KKRL.